The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel, I think, should be read before every committee meeting at the parishes, every planning meeting or financial meeting. Because how many times we turn away different projects because we don't have those 200 wages money to do something? How often we don't do projects because we don't have money for that? Maybe forgetting sometimes, is this really what Lord wants us to do? Because if he wants something to happen, he'll provide enough. It's just difficult to trust him that he will take care of it. And it's difficult to discern, is this really what he wants us to do? And on another level, what is challenging in this gospel is that this boy with 2 fish and 5 barley loaves of bread, he represents every one of us. That God wants to use us to do much more than we can imagine. But it is difficult to give ourselves and be used by the church, by him, by people who see something important in us, people who see our gifts and talents, which we may not see, and which we may not have really enough. But because we don't have enough, God can use us in abundant way to show once again that he is the God, that he is in charge, that he does what is needed. So let us pray for this openness, for those who are in charge of missionary works in our churches, development committees, that they may always keep in mind to ask God for the sign. This is what he wants us to do, and to have trust if he is blessing our projects. And also pray that we may be able to be like this boy, to give those two fish and five loaves of bread. Give what is not enough, what is not sufficient, what really doesn't make any difference if we're in ourselves, but changes everything if we let God use us in the way He wants to do it.